The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more pageant talk radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today I'm talking with well-known pageant makeup expert Jennifer Coleman. And to visit her website, just go to www.qdazzle.com. Before the break, we were talking about the website and all the important information that you can get on the website. And Jennifer, we did have a couple of listeners send us some email questions. So since we're talking about the website and where they can get information, I thought we'd deal with them now. Sherry writes to us and she asks, Jennifer, where can I find a makeup reference guide to help me in learning how to do my own makeup so that it looks professionally done like I had a makeup artist?
Great. Thank you for calling in and asking that question.
That's actually an email question.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, thank you.
Sherry's probably busy at work and she's emailing us.
I understand. Well, I am here to be your online makeup coach. You can use the Ask Jennifer link on our homepage to the right of the homepage.
Okay. So there's an Ask Jennifer link. Help us figure out where it is.
Okay.
Where?
Homepage.
I'm on the homepage.
Okay, and then scroll down on the right side of the page.
Oh, on the right. Oh, there it is, right under your cute little picture. The first box, Ask Jennifer. Have a makeup question, just ask. So people can submit questions directly to you?
Absolutely, and I will personally answer them.
Oh, that's like serious customer service there, Jennifer. You're going to be a busy girl.
Well, I would love to be your online makeup coach. I'm so serious about this. I know that there's such a need for that. And like I said, when I was younger, and I just found it extremely frustrating that no one would actually give me the facts of what to do.
It is hard. We have so many people that are competing all over the country and actually all over the world. Our listeners actually circle the globe. And not everyone has access to a professional hair and makeup artist in their town, or certainly one that understands pageantry. And so I think that's great. We have another email question, and this email question comes to us from Lizzie. Lizzie wants to know, how do I know the difference between a makeup trend and a great look for me?
Oh, that is a great question, because it is confusing. There's so many trends out there. But if you'll think of it just like with a fashion trend, you have to carefully select which makeup trends fit you. That being said, there for pageant, there is a definite bonus for being timeless and classic. I think that that is the look that you want to achieve for pageantry. You don't want to be too trendy. Like I mentioned.
And I think, Jennifer, don't you think, don't wear more than one trend at once on your face.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Don't be doing the big red lip and then an intricate frosted eyeshadow moment. Those kind of don't go together.
You're correct, Valerie.
Yeah, even I know that one, Jennifer.
Well, I really highly recommend learning and getting very comfortable with doing a basic contouring for your eye makeup. Then with that, you can always change it up by adding a different highlighting shadow or even false eyelashes. And then you can complete your timeless look by adding a lip and cheek color to flatter the tones you're wearing. That way you've got a classic look for pageant. I've got one really funny example of where a trend can get dangerous.
Okay, let's hear it. We're ready. Go ahead and dish.
We're all pretty familiar with the little cat's eye eyeliner, the little flip at the outer edge.
Yes.
No, that was very in many years ago, and it's kind of made a comeback. Well, it might be great for fun nights out on the town, but this is not something that you want to attempt to do for your pageant. It's just too trendy. And if it's done incorrectly for your eye shape, you can end up with a tired eye if the tail is too low, or if the tail is too high or too thick, it looks like you've made a big mistake with your eyeliner. So it's better to skip some of those things and stick with a pretty basic classic look.
Now, speaking of eyes, you know, everybody has a different eye shape. I mean, I know that there's some general eye looks, but people have a different eye shape. And I know I have really big eyes. My eyes are huge. And sometimes when I go and have my makeup done by a makeup artist, I end up I'm so sorry to say this, but I end up looking like a hooker because they've put too much eyeshadow on my already big eyes. How do we learn how to shape and contour our eyes for our particular shape?
That is a great question because, and I understand what you're saying, because with very large eyes, there are some things that you can do. One of the most important makeup principles I can share with the listeners today is that darker tones add depth and definition to an area where lighter tones pull forward an area or plump it. So it's just like with fine art, how they use the shading to create roundness. You want to do that with your eyes. So for contouring the eyes on our website, like we looked at already through the dress color packages, that's a basic contour shape that flatters most eyes. The exception to that would be for smaller eyes. Smaller eyes can benefit from just using eyeliner on the top lash line only. That way you're avoiding too much darkness around the eye, causing it to appear smaller, because remember, darker tones add depth and definition. So we don't want to add too much darkness around a small eye.
Right, right. Now, before the break, we were talking about the importance of using highly pigmented makeup, which I can just tell you is the way to go. I don't buy anything else but highly pigmented makeup. My daughter, who does not compete, I only buy her highly pigmented makeup because it's just a better investment of your makeup dollar. But what about makeup brushes? Is it important to have top-of-the-line expensive makeup brushes? Does that really make a difference?
Well, it's good to have a nice brush, because especially for your blush and your powder, you want to have a decent brush. I think you'll see that it'll last longer. But a lot of it, I think, is how you care for it, and I show you tips about that on the blog as well. I think that where it gets confusing is there's so many gorgeous brush sets out
right.
available, but you get them home and you're not sure what to use some of those wonderful brushes, not sure what to use them for. So I have outlined 9 essential beauty tools on my blog, and I can go over them now, or you can feel free to take a look at them on my blog.
Let's run through them really quickly. Where do I find it on the blog?
Scrolling. If you'll look on the blog, just scroll down. I think you'll need to go to older entries at the bottom. Just click on that.
Okay, I'm clicking on older entries at the bottom.
And then scroll down and you'll
9 essential beauty tools. All right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so walk us through them really quickly. What's number one?
Okay, number one, of course, is makeup sponges.
Right, well, that's obvious to put on your foundation. Okay, yes. What's number two? Yes.
An eyelash curler. These really show off your eyelashes, as most of you know. That's a pretty essential thing.
Right, and I can tell you from experience, I have really big eyes, and I know this sounds silly, but for some of those inexpensive drugstore eyelash curlers, my eyes literally do not fit in those eyelash curlers. So if you have big eyes, I use the Shiseido eyelash curler or the Shea Uemura. Those are great eyelash curlers if you have big eyes.
They do, definitely.
They're awesome. Okay, so we need an eyelash curler. What's next?
The next item is a sponge-tipped eyeshadow applicator. These help you get product on your eyes in a quick fashion.
And this is great where if you're wearing different makeup colors during your pageant, you just use a different applicator for each shadow so that you're not getting residue from the previous color in the place you don't want it, right?
Exactly. And I really like these because they're dual-ended. One end is round and one end is pointed. So it's
right.
A good variety for blending.
Okay, perfect. What else do we need for our eyes?
We need an angle-tipped eyeliner brush. One of the very thin angle-tipped ones are excellent for going over your eyeliner with a powder shadow to set it and also to make it look softer so the line is not as harsh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what else do we need in our kit?
An angle-tipped lip brush is also really handy. I know that it's very tempting to just use your lipstick or lip gloss right from the tube, but if you really want control, using a lip brush will help you achieve that. For instance, if you want a pouty lip, you're going to put a lighter tone in the center, then blend it out. That's what a lip brush is going to help you do.
You know, I confess, Jennifer, I'm one of those girls that I swear to you, I do use the lipstick right out of the tube and the gloss right out of the little, you know, squeezy tube. But when I'm on CNN, I absolutely wouldn't even think about going on TV without my angled lip brush, putting everything on, because it just gives you more precision, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So for your photo shoot or if you're doing a talk show interview, you're going to want your lipstick put on with your lip brush so that you know it's exactly right when they zoom in for that close up. Okay, so we've got all those. What do we need next?
A blush brush, of course, to do your blush. And
right.
Lastly, a powder brush. Be cautious with the powder brush. You know, there's a lot of real pretty big, huge ones out there in pretty colors. Those are going to be a little bit too big.
Right. Sometimes it gets blush like all over your face, literally.
Yes, and in fact, I worked with a lady once that we found out what was wrong. She would put her foundation on, and then she said it, after she did her powder, it looked like it wasn't there. Well, her brush was too big, and it was sweeping her base right off of her face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That is a serious powder blush.
Yes.
Wow. Maybe not. She needed to change that one in. Now, and I noticed that you have links on your website. So if you're wondering about whether or not you've got what you need or need a high quality, they can buy some of these items directly from your website, can't they?
Yes, they sure can.
Right. And tell us really quickly, how should we care for our makeup brushes? I know the answer to this, ladies, because I just did this weekend. But, I just did my little makeup brush routine this weekend. But how do we care for our makeup brushes? Is it really that difficult?
No, and you don't need to purchase any special cleansers. You can use either hand soap or shampoo and wash them thoroughly. Then, of course, you're going to rinse them several times. Then if you'll smooth them out and get the excess moisture out of them, form them back in their original shape and let them dry by just laying them on a paper towel or even a towel. Sometimes if you're kind of in a hurry, you can prop them up so that the brushes will dry faster, or you can even blow dry them a little bit. That's a little dangerous, though, because it might misshape them. So I usually recommend doing those at night. So by the morning, you've got fresh, dry brushes.
You know, I find that works great. I do them at night when I'm doing my bedtime routine. I just use shampoo. It's so simple. It's right there in the bathroom. I've already got it. I know it's gentle, but it's going to clean the brushes. And they dry overnight, and I'm all set for the next morning. So that's really, really great. Well, tell us a little bit about what the major difference should be between our day makeup and our pageant makeup.
Well, day makeup, you will want to be fairly natural for day. Pageant, of course, you're going to need to pay very, very close attention to your blending. And like we talked about earlier, you want to check at an outside light. That's
right, because when you're putting the more intense layers of coloring on, blending is even more important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's also why you want that flat lighting, because if you're in an area where one side of your face is in shadow, you might be tempted to put more blush on that side of the face because you can't see it as well.
Right.
That's really important. And then for daytime as well, you'll want to keep your tones a little more natural, nothing very harsh, because like I mentioned, daylight is going to show up everything. And if you have not blended something or if it's the wrong color, it's going to really show up. In fact, daylight is even handy for seeing a very subtle undertone in a shade as well. So it's going
right.
to show up if it's not a closely matched color.
Now, I know that you include a lot of wonderful tips on your blog, which people can access from the website. But I'm also getting on a regular basis delightful little newsletters that have lots of makeup tips and suggestions. How can people sign up for those?
Well, they can go to the Make Me Dazzle Club link.
Right. Oh, I see that right there on the left. Make Me Dazzle Club, join now.
Yes. And they can join, and they get several things from that. One of the big things they get not only is the newsletter, but you also get special website access that will take you to advanced makeup techniques for our products, as well as step-by-step instructions for each of those items in all of our dress color packages.
Right. Okay, so that's awesome.
Yes.
Everybody likes to get tips. Excuse me. So we've covered the colors. We've covered the makeup brushes. What do you feel are, for example, the three biggest don'ts for pageant makeup?
Well, I would say number one don't is please don't ring your eye with eyeliner. Remember what we talked about in that basement?
Right. Oh, that looks bad.
Yes, and it makes you look like your eyes are hollowed out in your head, and that's obviously so unflattering. You want to show off your face, not put too much makeup on. So,
you know, and that's such a common mistake. Where should eyeliner start and where should it end? Because people do their whole eye all the time.
That's right. That's right. And again, I refer them back to the dress color packages. They can also look on my blog about a smoky eye.
Okay.
There are several helpful tips and techniques in both of those areas. Most people, like I mentioned, on the dress color packages will be flattered with that basic contouring, and I'm showing the eyeliner coming just under the outer corner edge of the under eye.
Okay, so number one, don't ring your eye with eyeliner. What's number two?
Don't forget your eyebrows. They really are a frame for the eye, and they do make your eyes look more awake. It's real easy to forget those.
I agree. I used to commit that makeup sin years and years and years ago when I was in corporate America, and I wouldn't think of stepping outside without my eyebrows touched up now with makeup. So I totally agree. What's number three, don't?
Number three is don't wear a foundation that doesn't match your neck. We've all seen that. That's a big one.
Yeah, that looks weird, especially for personal interview when you're so close and it just looks strange. It looks like, yeah. You know, you're like put a little Barbie head on top of a neck that doesn't match. So I totally agree. So we've got our three don'ts. What are our three do's?
The three do's are do complement your gown with your makeup tones. No peach dresses with a fuchsia lip color.
Right. And we can get that by matching to the My Dress Color tool on your website. So number one, match your dress color to your makeup.
Yes. Number two, do carefully line your lips in a shade similar to your lip color.
I hate it when people do that black lip liner. I thought that was so 80s.
Well, it is. It's been out for a long time, and it just doesn't look good. It's not flattering at all. So do use a shade that's similar to your lip color. If you want to contour your lips, just use a slightly darker shade than your lip color, but it needs to be a color that is in that color family. For instance, if you're using a mauve lip color, you can use a darker mauve lip liner just for the contouring purposes.
Okay, so keep it in the same color family, maybe slightly different. And what's number three?
Number three, do make sure that you are well powdered for stage and photos. You do not want to look sweaty or oily. That's so unflattering, and it makes you look nervous.
It does make you look nervous. And there are great little blotting tissues that you can use, or you can just take a little cotton round, you know, this little cotton you know, there are circles of cotton that you maybe use to remove eye makeup. You can take a cotton round and put some of your powder on that and slip that into a little baggie for your backstage kit, and you can touch up, can't you, in between? Because sometimes when you're changing into swimsuit and gown and talent, it gets a little wild backstage. You might start sweating. You can just powder a little bit and touch up, right?
Absolutely. And when you're well powdered, you look calm, cool, and collected, which is exactly how you want to look.
Right. Well, Jennifer, we're so thrilled that you took time out of your busy day to visit with us today. And before I let you go, I think that you wanted to give a shout out to a very special listener, didn't you?
Yes, I'd like to shout out to Margene Klotz.
Right. And Margene is Jennifer's aunt, and she's listening via the internet today. And we want to say hey to Margene and say thanks for listening. And Jennifer, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much too, Valerie.
Well, I've been talking with Jennifer Coleman, and to get her free newsletter, to get access to her blog, just visit her website at www.qdazzleprom.com or click on the Qdazzle graphic on our show page. We're going to take another short break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to tell you what I learned from the new Harry Potter movie, and I'll answer your questions about being a petite contestant, getting pageant sponsors, and appropriate pageant director behavior. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.